Welcome to Momentum Magnet, a podcast to inspire your growth. I'm Karen Morales, and your host in helping you find ways to make positive changes for your business, health, relationships, and life. We always have a path to a happier ending, so let's get started today. Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to Momentum Magnet. We're here every Friday to give you tips and tricks on how to get better growth in your life and business. Today, I'm doing a quick follow-up after one of our last episodes. We had an amazing conversation with TikTok star Kenya Kelly about her rise to fame on the platform during the pandemic. But the conversation took a really interesting turn when we both stumbled into the idea that we had built our own businesses after going through a divorce. The shocking thing is that is the most amount of feedback both of us got on our show, a show that really gave a lot of tricks and tips on how to get better viewership on TikTok. But the interesting piece is the theme that people really glommed onto. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about why I think a time of crisis is the exact right time for starting a business. So here's the thing. Anything you want to do in life, whether it's become a serious athlete, a Broadway superstar, or an entrepreneur, requires a ton of focus, discipline, and certainty. And one of the things I realized in my own life, and I've seen with many entrepreneurs around the country, is that it's times of crisis that give you the space and the motivation for focus. So for me, in 2016, life as I knew it fell apart. I was working as an SVP in a large ad agency, doing everything that people do in suburban America. I had two kids, I had a car, I had a good job, I traveled frequently for work. But inside, I was feeling less and less, quote unquote, fine, and more stuck. As my marriage faded away, a marriage that was at that time to my college sweetheart, something that I never thought was anything but permanent, I was stuck asking myself some really hard questions. The first questions were really the ones that all of us ask when anything terrible goes on. It's, how am I going to survive? I don't want this. What the heck am I going to do next? But sometimes those questions are the best time for transformation. The sadder and more angry and more pissed off I got about where I was, the more it fueled my desire for something better. And that's the piece that I really want you to hear. If you're in that moment in time, and most of us were at one point or another during 2020, life as we knew it changed. And when things change, you begin to question where you are. So if you're leaving 2020 with questions about your job, your career, your purpose, your relationship, your finances, your joy, your mental health, this is the perfect time to do more. And how do you go from the worst period of your life to the greatest period of transformation? I'm going to tell you how I did that. And I really think this is the way that everybody who's successfully come out of the dark period gets it done. So if you hate your job today, and all you want to do is have your own business, where you need to start is your why. Why would something different feel better? What would that mean? When I was in my moment of crisis, that pivotal point where I decided I am leaving a cushy corporate job that looked great on paper, I worked with power brands globally and nationally. When I did that in the middle of a divorce with a degenerative disease in massive debt, I did it because there was no other option. The other options would be going to get another big corporate job where I had to get on planes, where I had to prove myself, where I couldn't take time off when a child was struggling so bad they had to leave camp, or I was having a tough day with my health, or I just knew I needed to work less, earn more, and be lit up again. So what does that mean for starting a business? It means you have a really strong vision of what you do want and a very clear view of what you don't. So in that moment in time, I was able to write down on paper, here's all the things that would make this time period for me less painful. It would be much easier for me to leave my children when they're struggling if I was doing something that I loved. It would make all of our lives easier if I was home for dinner every single night. It would be way easier on my mental health and theirs if I didn't have to get on a plane at a moment's notice. It would be way easier for all of us if money wasn't tight when our life was going through a change. It would be way easier for us if I had control over my schedule, not somebody else. The idea of a life that looked and felt like that was so motivating, so positive, that nothing else mattered. So when you're going through that moment where you feel like you are stuck, when you feel like where you are today no longer works, that is in essence the absolute best time to walk towards change. You have a reason, you have a knowingness, and sometimes hitting rock bottom is the only thing that will help you get through your fear of the unknown to walking and marching towards something way better. So both Kenya Kelly and I, we did that. In the midst of our divorces, we said, this is the time. This is the moment that I'm going to start a business. And people thought we were crazy. Both of us recounted and have since seen in social media that a lot of people in our inner circle thought that it wasn't the right time to do it. But I think you're usually on to something when you get a really emotional reaction from other people. I mean, you know, maybe not breaking the law, but when you're trying to do something that feels right in your soul and other people have a reaction, I don't know. I think that's leading you to an end zone that could be beautiful. So if you're sitting here today and you're thinking, my goodness, I don't think I could quote unquote ever do something that brave, I challenge you. Are you really brave enough to live where you are? Are you really brave enough to stay stagnant and unhappy? Are you really okay with making excuses? Do you really not want something better? Maybe you want to stay stuck and that's fine. But if you don't, know this for sure. The darkest times make the most beautiful chance for an opportunity for greatness. Because honestly, the option of staying stuck, it's really not that good. So think about it. If you hate your job, hate your relationship, don't like your financial situation, are feeling like 2020 left you in a rut, what would feel better? What would feel amazing? What would feel almost not possible because it would be so good? When you start focusing your life in that direction, looking at that future through that lens, that's when the magic happens. I'm going to take a short break and come back and talk about the best tips for marketing in 2021. and I hope you have a few ideas on how to put a little more oomph back in your life if you're stuck. I'm Karen Morales, founder of Agency Marketing Magnet. And if you'd like to find out more and follow me, please visit us at www.marketing-magnet.com. Thanks.
BBS Radio.
Hey, this is Karen Morales from Momentum Magnet. And today we're talking about one of my most asked questions. And that is, what are the top tips for marketing in 2021? This was one of my most requested speaking topics in 2020. And I thought I would come back today to do an update to really talk about how consumer sentiment has changed as we enter this new year, how you need to apply that to your business, and what are four things that you can do this year to improve your sales numbers and be more effective in your marketing. Interested? Well, whether you have a brand or you're just looking at losing the COVID-20, I think these tips will work for you. So starting at where we are today, in 2020, a couple of months in, the thing that's most interesting is that consumer mindset has shifted. When you look back at all of the data, and trust me, every company in America did primary research about consumer sentiment in 2020, the overarching theme was fear. Every consumer was thinking, and this applies to almost every business, what the blank do I do next? How do I ensure my survival? As a person, as a child, as a parent, and as a leader of my organization or an employee in my company. So while 2020 was all about survival, there's been a shift in sentiment as we go into 2021. The overarching theme for 2021 is about absolute and total exhaustion and fatigue. While we were amped up with adrenaline and fear in 2020, by 2021, the average consumer is feeling burnt out. And that is leading to an overarching customer sentiment of when the blank can we get back to normal. So today we're going to talk a little bit about this pervasive consumer sentiment. How does that apply to your business? How does it apply to your goals for this year? And what do you have to do next to pivot based on what consumers are looking for you from you today? And I've done this before. Over the course of my 20-year career in advertising and marketing, I've been through many of life's challenging moments. The aftermath of 9/11. What happened when the economy crashed, 2000, 2008. All of these things have fueled all the work I've done at big agencies for power brands like Amex and Delta Airlines, Fidelity, IBM, Panasonic, Radio Shack. And it's even been more amplified in my work in my own agency, Marketing Magnet, over the last 2 years. We've worked with a selection of $100 million brands and localized small businesses. And these are the same rules that every strong marketer must apply. One of the first places that we need to start, because there's been a lot of rumors about the tail of this crisis, about now that we've gotten through the pandemic pre-vaccine, what is that going to mean for the financial future of our companies and our nation? Are we going to see a recession bubbling up? I would suggest you call your financial advisor and ask that question. But all I will say, as someone who has worked with brands through many periods of economic downturns and upturns, I think you could say it might be probable. And if for nothing else, whether or not the prediction comes true, how do you start thinking about your business in a lens of maybe the economy will grow and maybe it will contract? The one thing that you should be clear on is that crisis always breeds transformation, and chaos often is the catalyst for innovation. So some of the biggest brands in the world, from Nestle Toll House cookies to the Lego company, they all expanded dramatically during a recession. The Toll House cookie was actually developed at the end of the Great Depression. The Toll House Inn was broke, and they were looking at a new way to make money that didn't involve, you know, necessarily more rooms booked. So they became famous for their cookies they sold at check-in, and that added an extra bit of revenue to their struggling enterprise. And in time, that recipe was purchased by Nestle. After the 2008 economic crisis, Groupon and Netflix exploded onto the scene. Domino's revitalized themselves in 2009. And when Lego was facing hard times in the United States after the crisis of 2008-2009, they focused their marketing efforts on Europe and Asia, and they amplified their position as a power brand. So the number one takeaway, and that is, there is always a chance to be successful, even if economic conditions wane. And I mean, we've seen this, right? We've seen this over the course of the last year. You've seen local restaurants and food trucks make a killing. You've seen brands like Zoom, Peloton, Instacart explode because they answered the consumer's demand of, how do you give me what I want, yet bring it to my home? So the interesting part here, as a brand, or even in your own personal life, is to ask the question, what does this universal feeling of fatigue and overwhelm and focus on coming out of this pandemic mean for my business? If you don't have a business, you can answer that question pretty easily. Did you gain the COVID-20? Did you stop wearing makeup or a bra? Did you decide that you're happier within the four walls of your house than being out and socializing? As we start to see the light of the tunnel, maybe it's a good time to ask yourself, do I want more? Do I want to eventually put myself back out into society? And how would I feel good in my skin doing that? If you're a business, you're asking yourself the question of, when people feel strongly about returning back to normal and they're tired, how do I make their life or their experience with me easier? How do I give them experiences that they once missed while they were home? How do I add a little joy and celebration when people can get together in groups again? All good ways to look at your business. I read a study from a major national provider that reaches all sizes of businesses, and they were able to survey small business, and this is, I would say, small and medium-sized business pain points. And they put them into two buckets. Brands seem to be worried about two things. They're either worried about marketing or they're worried about finances. But I'm not sure if that's inherently true. I think there's millions of things that businesses worry about. Customer experience, move to omnichannel, finding staff, procurement, foot traffic, health precautions, regulations, taxes, PPP loans. You get my drift. I think a lot of people feel stuck because there's so many inputs coming in. And if you're feeling like you're one of those people managing a brand or a business and you don't even know where to start or turn, just got to ask yourself a couple of focused questions. The first being, how's my audience impacted? And what does that mean to what I offer today? Is there anything new or different I could add? And then you look at those answers with the lens of, where do you want to be at the end of 2021? So the definition to those questions would be very variable depending upon who you are as a business owner. Maybe you're Pooja and you know that your newest software offering that was developed during 2020 is your leading edge product for all of 2021 because it answers people's work from home demands and needs. Or maybe you're Juan and you need to figure out a way that your sales team that is usually on the road and traveling can continue to be overperforming without requiring all of them to go back to their previous way of doing business. Because I think all of us are assuming that corporate travel budgets and companies welcoming in outside vendors, it's probably never going to be as open as it was before. Or maybe you're Carla and you doubled your growth in 2020 and you're looking to 5x it this year. So how do you put in operating principles that really adds structure and consistency so that you grow with focus and without chaos? So that first part of looking at your strategy really starts with the consumer that you're addressing, how their life or their motivators has changed, and seeing how that needs to impact where you're going this calendar year. Understanding the consumer is my next takeaway. You know, the consumer landscape can be really confusing. And I think in years like 2020, it's sometimes overwhelming to think about how many what used to be normal parts of our life shifted so quickly. Now we have people working from home, people saying, give it to me online or don't give it to me at all. And that's everything from, you know, yoga classes to food or alcohol or toilet paper delivery. People have expectations for time in which they're willing to wait for things. There's been this return to essentials and value and downtime and family and connection. And connection, I say, almost with the people that live within the walls of your home. And there's also that idea that a lot of us are lonelier than we've been in the past and feel more constricted. So how do we balance those needs? Well, there's been a lot of brands that have done this really well. And there's been ones that have under-delivered. And I spent a lot of time thinking about the brand experience of different people that I have interacted with over the course of the last few weeks. And it's interesting. All of these brands that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to tell a couple stories because I think it's always easier to understand what somebody means by telling you something memorable that happened. But brands are really more than words. It's about an experience. The best way to describe this is thinking about humans. Maybe your friend Jack always tells everyone that he's a nice guy. He's a nice, sweet guy who cares about his friends as much as anything else in the world. Until Jack gets drunk. And then Jack is one of the meanest men in America. Somebody that when he's been overserved, you do not want to be around. So the thing there is, Jack's words and his actions are not aligned. And therefore, when Jack says he's the nicest man in America, you don't really believe it. The same is with a brand. You need to be consistent. Take a brand like Mercedes, who is supposed to be, you know, a luxury car brand. Well, what did they go about and do during the pandemic? They started picking up and delivering cars for service. And they began to let you do test drives from your own home. That is living and acting in alignment. You take another brand. I had this experience recently, like QuickBooks, one of the largest providers of services for small businesses. I have a plan that includes access to customer service, and they take care of my payroll. And I had an issue with the processing of a payment. Sure, they answered the phone quickly, and I could always get somebody to move me from chat to a phone call. But I was actually told on the phone, "Oh, I'm sorry, we are having a processing error on our end." And I said, "That's fine, after an hour of hold time, can you call me back when it's fixed?" And they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, this is not how this works." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And they said, "Well, you need to wait on the phone for us to fix it, or keep calling back to check in." Now, as a brand that is supposed to be about efficiency and do-it-yourself financial services for small businesses, does that make sense? Does it make sense that the consumer needs to follow up on your internal error? Not at all. So that's a moment when you start to question your brand actions and your words are not aligned. We've recently had a series of food trucks visiting my small town. It's been awesome, right? They come in from the city to the suburbs on Sunday nights, and they offer, a chance to try something different, add to our local dining establishments, and support a small business. Well, recently a truck came out and the online ordering system was overwhelmed. They wrote an apology note to our entire community saying that they missed our expectations. People had to wait way too long for the food, that they had learned from their lesson, that they had fixed their process, and they would love to come back in the future and make it up to us. That's a perfect alignment of how you be a brand that takes responsibility for a bad situation and turns it around to be something positive. So, as you're thinking about what consumers want today, you also have to think about how they experience you. What do they need? How do they want to receive it? And what is that fatal flaw that will turn them off? Because so many times we spend way too much time on what we say and not how we act. That experience can be almost five times more impactful than a good one. So the second lens you really need to think about after knowing what your consumers are facing and how that might impact what they want for you is, how are they experiencing your service? I mean, I think even though we're home, people are almost busier now than ever. We're balancing and juggling a lot of things from the confines of our four walls, and we want things to be easy. We don't want to spend a ton of time on hold. We don't want to do any unnecessary items that take away from the joy that you can slot into every day. So, how do you drive greater efficiency for consumers so that they have to struggle less? So, once you've thought about your consumer experience, I want to go for rule three. And that's all about improving sales. There are so many types of marketing tactics, so many sales strategies, so many online pundits selling their system. But literally, it's pretty simple. Just like if you're a TikToker, you've learned that a good diet plan starts with a calorie deficit. The truth is, improving sales can be broken down to get more eyeballs. You want to double your revenue? The easiest path can be bringing more people into your brand. So look at your numbers. What are ways in which you could bring in new customers this year? Focus on, I don't know, 20%, 10, 20% more reach. Your focus is on getting more eyeballs at your offer. But your goal is to find cost-effective ways to do this. You got to think of advertising as your way to scale, not your way to survive. So, if you look at the new customer challenge, what would you do if you received more potential customers, if you reached more potential customers every day? Could you improve by 365% in 1 year Yes, you could if you just were able to get to one new person a day. And the next truth that you really need to think about as you plan for 2021 and beyond is, where are you going to focus? You're going to hear a lot of other brands, a lot of other leaders, a lot of other podcasts, and they're going to give you inspiration. I would say the death to most businesses and most personal New Year's resolutions is not about your strategy. It's not about your discipline. It's about your focus. A lot of times, if people don't see changes fast, they quit. How do I know this? Because I'm one of those people. But one of the best things I've done for my life lately is to stop chasing fast, because it is often the enemy of good. If you commit to anything, slow and steady is the best path to win the race. Because repeated actions plus time will give you unconquerable results. That is a great quote from the author Jeff Olson. Another way to bring that to life is this idea of, hey, you, hey, Barb, hey, Pete, hey, Jeff, hey, Alice, which would you rather have? I'll cut you a check for $1 million today, or every day for the next month, I'll give you a penny and I'll double it in your bank account. Which would you pick? If you pick the one penny, you're correct. That would give you $10 million by the end of April. So when we talk about a momentum success formula, we talk about three pieces. We talk about, first, your vision. Second, that one idea, that one thing you're going to do to better connect with consumers or drive your sales. And then, what is your daily practice formula to get there? So if I was to narrow all this down to a one-pager, I would say no market condition, no personal life condition, no business condition, no customer condition can preclude your growth. Every single challenge in your business or brand can be improved. And usually, or I would say always, it's one of three problems. You have a brand challenge, you have a sales challenge, or you have an optimization opportunity. What do I mean by that? If it's a brand challenge, it means the needs of your consumer may have changed. And to meet them, you need to either sell a new solution, position that solution in a new way, or improve the experience with your brand. If you've decided that the experience is your challenge, then you need to look for ways that they feel like they're getting the best value from working with you or buying from you. Or you have to identify what that number one detractor experience is. What is that thing that makes these consumers so mad about working or buying from you? Maybe it's you don't have online tracking for your orders. Maybe you're not communicating that things are going to ship late. Maybe it's that the product life of whatever you offer isn't long enough. Whatever that is, find out what the detractor is and fix it. If you have a sales challenge, there's really only three ways you can improve your business. The first is increase your number of customers. Second is make the average value of what they buy higher. And the third is make them buy for you more from you more frequently. If you don't know where to start within those three, I suggest starting with customers. Bring in more potential customers. 10 to 20% is a good place to aim, and you will see your business grow. So maybe you've nailed it with what you offer and to whom. Your sales process is doing well. Maybe 2020 was the best year that you've had in the life of your company. Awesome. I applaud you. So what do you do next? You optimize. You look for the little ways to tweak. One of the great places to tweak if you're doing well is retention. Do you have a list of your top 100 customers? And are you doing something to make them raving fans? If you're doing everything right, add more value. And a great place to start is with the people that love you most. So as we walk into 2021, I want you to first feel optimistic. Challenging market conditions are often the greatest time to innovate and to explode your business. There's less competition. There's more opportunity. And there's more pressure to change. And all of that leads to greater innovation. So for the next 30 days, think about one area of your business, whether it's what you offer to whom, how they experience you or your service, your sales strategy, or small optimizations. What is one thing that you can do consistently for the next 30 days? And remember, repeated actions plus time equal those big results. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you put into practice for your business or even your life. I don't care if it's you needed to drink more water or you needed to get past the $10,000 a month revenue barrier. I want to hear. Send me a note at Karen@marketing-magnet.com and let me know. There might even be a prize for the most consistent and biggest gains that you get. It's been so fun to talk to you, and I'm very optimistic about what is going to happen in the next 8 to 9 months as we all get over the fatigue wall and start walking back to normal. I'm Karen Morales, founder of Marketing Magnet, a marketing growth agency for change, and also this host of Momentum Magnet. If you're interested in being a guest, go over to MomentumMagnet.com and drop us an email. And also, please remember to give us a like and a follow on any of the podcast platforms. We love hearing from you, and it helps us get our next guest. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Go ahead and put that momentum back into your life and business. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Momentum Magnet. We're here every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time to share inspiring comeback stories. We want to hear your reviews and love getting your subscriptions on iTunes and Spotify. For show notes and past episodes, visit MomentumMagnet.com. I'm Karen Morales, keynote speaker, writer, and founder and CEO of Marketing Magnet, a fast-growing marketing agency for purpose-driven companies. Whether you are a business needing an agency, or if you are looking for weekly tips to get ahead, sign up at marketing-magnet.com to receive our weekly inspiration on getting more in your life and business.